This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Shall we begin?
Expecto Patronum!
He brought back!
I used to have nothing. Forever. I've lived a lot of lives, but I'm done running from my past.
I know you're out there.
I know you know I'm out here. So are we gonna talk like grown-ups?
Is that what we are?
It's good to see you too, sis.
What brings you home?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Popcorn Culture with Lynn Sharmila and Arvin. As we've been saying over the last couple of days, it's all happening. It's all happening. All the movies are being released. So today we're talking about one of those new-to-us releases, although the rest of the world got it quite a bit earlier, and that is Marvel's Black Widow.
We've had a long wait for it in many ways. One, because we've been asking for a Black Widow movie for ages. And then, of course, we in Malaysia have been waiting for it for even longer because it's, it came out in cinemas in the States a couple of months ago and we're only just getting it now. I must say, I was quite excited about it. Post now Scarlett Johansson's issues with Disney and everything, the excitement has dampened a little bit. I was glad that this film came out. I'm glad that it exists. I kind of wish the movie had come out and had been made much earlier, before Endgame, before we had wrapped up and tied the bow on this arc of the stories, because I feel like it lost some of its bite.
Yeah, I'm going to start by saying that anything that has the Marvel Studios logo on it, I'm in. Like, I am excited and I'll be happy. And as long as we get like Marvel stuff, superhero stuff, I'm happy. I'm there. That being said, I was not excited for Black Widow because I knew it was a prequel and especially something that happens before Endgame. So it's kind of revisiting old things and there's not much momentum going on there. But watching it, I really enjoyed it. It was kind of unexpected and it delivered more than I was expecting from it as well. But it came with a ton of problems that we can get into later. So in a nutshell, enjoyed it a lot, but also in a nutshell, not really, if that makes sense.
So Black Widow, in its storyline anyway, accomplishes a bit of a neat trick, right? Because it plugs some holes in the Black Widow story in between Civil War and Endgame, basically. In between when we would have seen Black Widow in those films. But it also functions as a backstory. The idea is that it's supposed to give you some insight into why Natasha Romanoff is who she is, how it is that she came to be what she is, which is something that the films only gave us glimpses of at best, right? You have the sort of nightmare sequences that happened in Ultron. You have these little moments where you're like, okay, this is maybe what happened to her earlier on in her life before she fell in with the Avengers and found this family. And family is a huge theme as well. I'm saying all this to put off saying what I'm about to say, which is that of the three of us, I think I probably enjoyed it the least. And I'm not sure exactly why that was. I think it may actually have come down to a misguided sense of expectation on my part, in that the film's tone, because it is focused on a single hero, and there isn't space stuff, there isn't, universe at stake, there isn't half of the, not even global population, but like galactic population, there's none of that. And so it was more grounded than what we've seen in most Marvel films. I don't know whether that was enough for me. I'm not sure what it was.
I think the movie struggled to decide whether it wanted to be that, a grounded, dark, story about a family that had been torn apart and women that had been treated really badly and how they find their way back? Or did it want to be a Marvel film with your usual huge superhero explosions and fights? And so that's really, for me, the two challenges with this film. I really enjoyed the earlier stuff. I enjoyed the family drama. I loved Florence Pugh as Natasha Romanoff's sister, Yelena. And they both have really great chemistry. So all of those things, as far as that call of making better female superhero films, Black Widow isn't a bad example at all. I think it does a pretty good job depicting her story, giving her a lot of depth, but it kind of doesn't go anywhere. And I'm not entirely sure whether that's the film's fault. I think part of it might be that it's set already very definitively within a larger story that we already know. We already know how it ends. We already know where Black Widow goes and how she ends up. And so a lot of what happens in this movie isn't very powerful anymore.
So that's the thing. So everything that we have said about the movie is a good story, like the exploration of who she is and her family and her conflicts and why she is the way she is, right? For me, the biggest problem was that it's about 8 years too late. This movie should have come out like post Iron Man 2 or post Iron Man 3 or whenever it was, so that we got to build up to her moment in Avengers Endgame, so that we would have felt whatever happened to her in Avengers Endgame. And I feel like giving it to us now and maybe just leaving it with one Black Widow film instead of a Black Widow trilogy or maybe a two-parter is a complete loss. Like they missed the opportunity to tell us like a really good, heavy, deep story about a very deep character. And that was my biggest thing. I was like, you know, we know how this ends and we know where this goes and we know we're probably not going to get a lot more out of this person. So I wasn't that invested. I love the grounded stuff. I love the Falcon and Winter Soldier feel. I love the how it didn't have to do with the galactic stuff. But yeah, it was just that. The excitement going in wasn't as much, I think. Like I loved it, but not much excitement. I'm still very conflicted in the way I'm saying things, but yeah.
I can get behind that. I think that another part of the irritation there, if I can call it that, is the fact that the performances are really good. I mean, Scarlett Johansson at this point has Natasha Romanoff / Black Widow down pat, right? Like she knows, I think it's in her bones at this point. She's done this character for so long. And yet, this is probably her best performance, I think, as Black Widow. She really gets to dig in. She's the person who has to carry it with all of what that means. She has to carry it with the action. She has to carry it with the charm. She has to bring the drama. And because she is who she is, she does all those things. You know, she's a Hollywood star. We know her as this character. And so because of all that, I think that made me feel what you're feeling, that sense of, then now what? You know, okay, great, we got this, but now what? And Florence Pugh, I suppose, you know, is in some ways the answer to that question, as someone who could continue to carry on the legacy of this character, who could continue to be the, what's the word I'm looking for? The banner carrier, right? For the idea of Black Widow. And that's well and good, but I don't know. I felt as if, considering the relationship that the audience has built with Black Widows, this movie was somehow fitting and not enough.
No, I agree. Again, I very much enjoyed the film. So it's not even that I don't think it's worth watching or... it is that when I come away, I actually come away remembering Florence Pugh as Yelena. I come away remembering David Harbour, who's just, you know, fun and crazy and just a lot of fun to watch on screen, right? He plays this Russian superhero or answer to Captain America called the Red Guardian. And not very much of Black Widow, which is unfortunate in a Black Widow film. I've long thought that Marvel just never knew what to do with the character, right? And this has been pointed out multiple times. When she was first introduced, it was in sort of the early Marvel phases where they weren't really doing very much with her character. She was just mostly there for eye candy. And then they've tried to course correct over the years. They've managed it with other female superheroes, but somehow with Black Widow, it's almost like it's always been too little too late.
And I think I've spoken with you guys about this off air. I felt like we should have had a proper Black Widow movie before getting the deconstruction of Black Widow movie. And this was the deconstruction of Black Widow, like going back to a family and stuff. And we should have just had a fun Black Widow film.
I just want like the Black Widow who was going out and, you know, being covert and scary people. And assassinating people. Like, what's wrong with that film?
Exactly.
This is what I'm saying, okay? So when we say grounded and non-Marvel-y, which it is in spots, I think I've spoken before. I mean, I'm so excited about Bond coming out. I love the idea of, you know, espionage and spies. And Black Widow is supposed to be that. Because otherwise, in the grand scheme of things, like for people, you know, she's working with a group of people who can like rip things apart with thought. So, you know, one woman and a gun, it's not really that frightening. Her skill set has always rested in this idea of being covert, of being the spy, of being that secret agent. And I think the parts that were supposed to do that, the parts that were supposed to do that weren't secret agency enough for me to feel like I was watching a spy movie. And I think that
this is the person who outsmarted Loki.
Right. And I think that they were trying to make it sort of a gritty spy movie. But considering the comic book origins, it's very rare for me to say that Marvel didn't do something fun enough. But I think that they could have gone really... David Harbour and Scarlett Johansson didn't feel like they were in the same kind of movie. David Harbour was having that kind of fun. And Natasha Romanoff just couldn't seem to be a part of it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what it is like, and you know, Arvin, you mentioned earlier a trilogy of Black Widow films, right? And perhaps that's exactly it. Like, we've not gotten a lot from her before. It's always been this like, she was this, she can be that. You don't know this about her. Finally, you want to know things about her, but instead what we get is this weird like in-between story of, you know, those 6 months that we didn't know where she was? Here's what she was doing. She was having a family reunion. Like, I mean, look, it for what it's worth, the story was strong and I liked watching it. I love the relationships and the background. But we also know there's not going to be more. There wasn't any more before this. So it just leaves you feeling like, oh, I see. Okay, this is it then.
I think that's exactly it. That's now I think I've pinpointed my problem. I don't like it when she has to share the screen all of the time. Like there should have been a movie where she doesn't need to share the thing with like co-stars and with other big name actors. You know, she needs to lead like the way all the other Avengers have had the opportunity to lead. Then she could have had this film. And I feel like this was like the third part of her trilogy that does not exist.
We're talking today about Black Widow, which is new to our shores. It was released earlier in the year. And it is, of course, the standalone movie for the Black Widow character. It's directed by Kate Shortland. The screenplay was by Eric Pearson. It stars, of course, Scarlett Johansson, as well as Florence Pugh. We mentioned David Harbour. There's also Olga Kurylenko, Rachel Weisz. We'll be back to continue conversations around the film. But let us know, did you like Black Widow? Have you seen it yet? WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio.
Banish fraudulent maneuvers. BFM 89.9.
Before I was an Avenger, I made mistakes. And a lot of enemies.
His call sign's Taskmaster. He controls the Red Room. They're manipulated. Fully conscious, but no choices.
I should have come back for you.
How many others are there? Enough.
We have to go back to where it all started. So they never do that to anyone again.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Popcorn Culture with Lynn Sharmila and Arvin. Today, we are reviewing Black Widow. And I think we are all, it sounds like, rather lukewarm on it, you know, enjoyed it enough, but felt that there were a lot of gaps in it. I wanted to raise something. I'm not sure if I'm alone in this. Are you guys tired of having to look out for interconnections in Marvel? Not just Marvel, actually. They're not alone in this. In everything, in Marvel, in DC, in just all of these things that insist on versing out their worlds. Are you still really excited for the Easter eggs, or are there moments where you think, can we not?
I feel like I know what Arvind's answer is going to be.
I know, right?
But... yeah, but I'm going to say I'm definitely leaning towards the can we not. Only because I think it hampers the storyline sometimes. I think when you're trying so hard to line things up with other things, and you're so afraid that people will pick it apart on the internet because you said this in this movie and now in this movie it's this, it does hamper the storyline. I think Black Widow is actually a good example of it because they kind of wanted to fit somewhere in a certain way instead of just telling a good story. And I worry that this verseness is going to just keep happening more and more.
I live for the verseness. some of these movies, I'm not even kidding, like Black Widow, I watched just for the Easter eggs and see how it would connect to the larger tapestry and the MCU and stuff. And I think that was also one of my biggest disappointments because I kind of concluded that the movie didn't have to exist. Like it doesn't tell you anything about anything that you wouldn't already know if you don't watch the film or you haven't seen the film. So yeah, I always look out for the Easter eggs. I always look out for the explanation, some tiny explanation of movies that came before or foreshadowing something that's going to come after. I love the stingers, the post-credit stingers. Like I love those things. So yeah, I don't think I'll ever get tired of the verseness. I love how connected each movie is to like other movies and the larger universe.
Yeah, I wanted to bring that up because I figured that we would be pretty diverse on this front because I know we, I wouldn't say disagree, but I know that our mileages vary because for me, I get the delight. I get the idea of like, ooh, you know, whether it's a spark of insider knowledge, whether it's a spark of just like, ah, so that's how that's going to line up. And it's a satisfaction of like jigsaw puzzles clicking together. Mm-hmm. But for me, especially with something like Black Widow, where because the background of the film is as such, meaning people have been clamoring for it, asking for it, and now it fits in into a very particular space, I'm like, I just wish that we had done a different thing or that we hadn't felt the need to introduce characters. This is what it comes down to, right? Is this Natasha Romanoff's story or is it a story which involves her that is meant to set up other characters to then go off and spawn in other movies?
Because we know what her story is already. So it's not going to be really her story, right?
Don't call it that.
Yeah, exactly. So it's almost like we want to do a Black Widow film, but we also want to just make sure there's mileage in this. And I think that's what bothers me. Because the verseness in something like What If, which is currently on the series, that I enjoy. I like the Easter eggs that are just there because you recognize this world. But I think in something like Black Widow, yeah, I think you nailed it, Lynn. I think it's this idea of what exactly is the purpose of this film?
I think I want to say, though, two things that I really love about the movie. It has one of the best openings of any MCU film, the prologue, like before the credits and stuff. It's really nice. The choice of song, the choice of tone, and also really dark. I think one of the darkest openings in the MCU. Mm. And I also like that the action is coherent. Like you can tell what's going on. Like you can actually see them. There's not too much of like, and usually in the MCU, the action is not as great in some movies because you can't tell what's happening and people just blend into weird CGI versions of themselves halfway through. This one I like. It looked like they were actually fighting.
Fighting nameless, faceless aliens, which makes it more interesting.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like a one-on-one. So it's like hand-to-hand combat. The stunts were really good. And the movie looks nice. Like honestly, visually, the color, the tone, everything about the movie is visually pleasing, I would say, more than some of the other MCU films.
And I think that if you consider the needs of an action movie, particularly, and this is unfair, it might change, but for now, particularly the needs of an action movie that centers female characters, that have as its main butt kickers, women, you do need people who look like they could do that. And I think that every one of the widows that you see, because there are multiple, you are going to meet more than one Black Widow in the course of this movie, they all look convincing. When they throw a punch, when they throw a kick, you're like, yeah, I felt that. I believe that. And I think that that's an important part in selling the movie, because otherwise, again, because it's grounded, because it doesn't engage necessarily in everyone fighting for like a gauntlet, it's a little more you need that. You need to believe that hands are in fact hitting faces.
I wish they had a better villain though. I mean, Marvel never does great villains other than Thanos, who kind of, you know, spanned movies and storylines. I always feel like, but here was an opportunity because you're doing a more human storyline. You could have had a really sort of terrifying human villain. I felt like it wanted to do that, but didn't quite get there. And I thought that was a bit of a fail.
I kind of also think it's going to be tough to have human villains after this because you need to follow up Thanos or if you've seen Loki, then you need to follow up whoever's in Loki. But, you know, it's going to be really tough for any grounded MCU film to show us a villain that, you know, honestly has high stakes because, like, what are you going to do? You're going to blow up a town.
I have a gun.
Yeah, I have a gun. Oh, boo-hoo. You know, the guy like snap half the universe away. So I think that's going to be an issue. I also think that they should have made this a series. Like, honestly, like a Falcon Winter Soldier thing. Mm. That would have been amazing for Black Widow. So just shortchanged in every way possible, the character, I think, till the very end.
I would like it to be a series that is funded by Disney, but produced by adult Disney. And I don't think that Marvel is adult Disney. I don't think that Disney is adult. Because when you think about the villain, right? And when you think about what it is that the villain's doing, because there are elements here of... I think we can call it modern slavery, if you think about it in that context. There's stuff here about not having agency, about your entire life being under someone else's control. And all those things, right? You could have had a perfectly grounded villain. You know, there's so many ways to create a villain that would stick with you, that would be really, really horrifying without needing for him to have any sort of supernatural or even high-tech powers. But because it's made by Disney, and it's not going to necessarily go there, it's not going to start ranting at you about human trafficking. And I'm not even asking for that. Just knowing that they could have done something to do with that means that, yeah, I wanted it to have been a mini series, a limited run. That would have been great. But I would also have wanted the production to be a lot, either go all full spy, you know, full James Bond kind of feel, you know, where it doesn't have to be grounded, or go really grounded and really dark, either which way.
I agree. I would have loved to watch that show. I think the show that exists in our imagination that will never come to be. I think Black Widow is inherently a very dark a character in Marvel. Her backstory is dark. The things that she's done in the past are dark. Possibly too dark for Marvel/Disney as it exists now.
Mm-hmm. I will say though that the one thing the show foreshadows or the show hints at, I am very excited for. We can't say what it is, but I am super excited to see where that goes.
Can you see the verse glint in Arvind's eye?
I know. I was going to be like, verse stuff. Okay. We've been reviewing today Black Widow. Let us know if you've watched it. It's going to be out tomorrow, so could be a weekend watch if you're feeling ready to head back to the cinemas. Let us know what you think when you do. You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.